SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, the US Supreme Court grants Donald Trump substantial immunity from prosecution. New data shows Australians are living longer compared to 20 years ago. And in cycling, Binyam Girmay makes history as the first Eritrean to win a Tour de France stage. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The Supreme Court in the United States has ruled for the first time that former presidents have substantial immunity from prosecution, extending the delay in the criminal case against Donald Trump on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 presidential election loss. It has all but ended prospects the former president could be tried before the November election. In a historic 6-3 ruling, the court's conservative majority, including the three justices appointed by Trump, narrowed the case against him and returned it to the trial court to determine what is left of special counsel Jack Smith's indictment. A spokesman in the White House counsel's office, Ian Sam, says nobody is above the law. In a statement, the Democratic House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries, says the decision sets a dangerous precedent for the future of the nation. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has stood by Labor's decision to indefinitely suspend Senator Fatima Payman from the party's caucus. Ms. Payman's suspension comes after she insisted she would cross the floor again if need be, following her earlier support of a Greens motion on Palestinian statehood. In a statement, the first-term senator claims she's been exiled by her colleagues and believes some members of the Senate are seeking to intimidate her into resigning. Mr. Albanese has reiterated the position of the Australian government on the conflict in Gaza after Senator Payman says she'd voted according to Labor principles.
We support hostages being released. We support civilians being protected. We continue to call for increased humanitarian aid. We continue to argue that every single innocent life matters, whether Israeli or Palestinian. By her own actions, Senator Payman has placed herself outside the privilege that comes with participating in the Federal Parliamentary Labor Party caucus, and I informed her of that yesterday.
Senator Payman says she'll abstain from voting in the Senate this week while she considers her parliamentary future. Australians are living longer compared to 20 years ago but are dealing with more health conditions. That's according to a study by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, which also found no improvement in First Nations infant and child death rates in the past decade. Life expectancy dropped by 0.1 years for both men and women, but that's still 0.3 years above pre-pandemic levels. The life expectancy for men is 81.2 years, and for women it's 85.3 years. Since the start of the 20th century, Australian life expectancy has increased by more than 40%. Australia now ranks fourth among OECD countries, coming behind Japan, Korea, and Switzerland. Advocates are speaking out about a practice in the business world known as black cladding. The practice happens when a non-Indigenous business appoints First Nations owners or directors to create a company which qualifies as Indigenous for the purpose of winning government contracts. They can leave Indigenous company directors with huge tax bills if the company collapses and they're held liable. Yorta Yorta man and electrician Coolan Briggs told NITV's Living Black this happened to him after he was asked to become director of the Indigenous section of an electrical contracting company.
The debts totaled just a little bit under $730,000. So when I saw that, it felt like I was just in a deep dark hole.
The federal government is reviewing its First Nation procurement program and is expected to raise the minimum ownership standard for Indigenous businesses to at least 51%. And a sport in cycling, Eritrea's Binyam Girmay has become the first black African rider to win a Tour de France stage when he sprinted to victory in the third stage. Meanwhile, Mark Cavendish's pursuit of a record-breaking 35th stage win was postponed, and Olympic champion Richard Carapaz has taken the yellow jersey from Tadej Pogacar. Carapaz is the first Ecuadorian to wear the race leader's yellow jersey. Girmay says a stage win is a victory for him and for Africa.
I'm never dreaming to be part of Tour de France, but now, yeah, I can't believe it. To win in Tour de France, second year in the big bunch sprint, yeah, for me was unbelievable. I just want to say thank you to my family, my wife, all the Eritrean and African. We must be proud. Now we are really part of the big races, and then we success a lot of victories. So now it's our moment, it's our time.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.